Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sunday marked 100 days since Hamas launched a terrorist attack into southern Israel. Jewish state responded with military operation in Gaza that is ongoing. VOA's Veronica Balderas Iglesias.
Demonstrations in Rome, London, and Washington over the weekend also demanded an end to the war. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is not bowing to public pressure.
At this moment, what comes first is to cover the expenses of the war and to allow us to conduct the war in the coming year and complete it, including the elimination of Hamas, including the return of our hostages.
On Saturday, Osama Hamdan, a senior official with Hamas, which is a U.S.-designated terror group, said the captives are being taken care of. He also referred to a deal that Israel said it had brokered with Qatar to deliver medicines for the hostages. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News.
China's foreign minister on Sunday called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and to ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid to Palestinians in the war-wracked strip. VOA's Kim Lewis.
Wang called for an immediate and comprehensive ceasefire, the release of hostages and detainees on both sides, the implementation of United Nations resolutions, and the establishment of humanitarian aid mechanisms. Wang also says they are following closely developments in the Red Sea. Separately, the foreign minister said, quote, Taiwan has never been a country, it was not in the past, and it will never be in the future, unquote. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tom. This is VOA News. Ukraine's presidential chief of staff, Andriy Yermak, said on Sunday it was important for China to be able to at the table in discussions over the peace formula process aimed at ending the war with its neighbor, Russia.
Unfortunately, in Malta and today here, where is not the representative of China, we invited. We will continue to invite.
Yermak at a meeting the National Security Advisors in Davos Sunday. He said nobody had asked him about any compromise over territory during Sunday's National Security Advisors meeting, which involved more than 80 participants from countries and international organizations. War of words erupted the day after Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections, with Taiwan on Sunday accusing China of making fallacious statements and China criticizing the U.S. for congratulating the winner. Sub-zero temperatures in the state of Iowa, along with piles of accumulated snow, will be a challenge for voters planning to attend Monday night's first-in-the-nation presidential vote. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with more.
Unfortunately, in Malta and today here,
extra crews have been brought in to help clear away ice and snow, but there's nothing they can do about the bone-chilling cold with wind chills as low as minus 30 degrees.
They say you're very hardy people.
Former President Trump at a campaign stop urging supporters,
just get out and vote.
His earlier weekend events were canceled while Nikki Haley and Governor Ron DeSantis did their best to reach voters. Longtime Iowa resident Sandy Hoffman.
It's the worst weather ever.
Will that lead her to skip the caucuses?
No, I'll be there.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst on NBC's Meet the Press is confident turnout will be strong.
Bundle up, wear your Carhartts and your coveralls, your insulated boots.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
And again, a war of words erupted the day after Taiwan's presidential and parliamentary elections. Taiwan on Sunday accusing China of making fallacious comments. China criticizing U.S. for congratulating the winner of the elections there. Their verbal sparring highlighted the seemingly intractable divide over Taiwan's fate, which is a major flashpoint in U.S.-China relations that does risk leading to an actual war in the future. The victory of Lai Ching-te in Saturday's election was a setback for China's efforts to bring Taiwan under its control. His Democratic Progressive Party advocates maintain the status quo in which Taiwan governs itself, but refrains from declaring formal independence.